This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a glimpse today, courtesy of a report from the market research firm CoreSite Research, of what this economy is going to look like post-pandemic. Major retailers, the report says, are expected to close 10,000 stores this year. That is up 14% from the year just ended. But at the same time, more than 3,300 new stores opened last year, and CoreSite predicts another 4,000 will open this year. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The types of stores that shut down in the pandemic include lots of footwear, clothing, and accessory shops, according to CoreSite Research. The types of retail that opened? Discount outlets like dollar stores. Industries that cater to certain pandemic needs also did all right.
I believe the housewares category as all overall in the country has seen tremendous growth from New York to the West Coast.
Natasha Amet runs the kitchen supply store Whisk in New York. Her business did better than she expected in 2020. Now, as restrictions start to lift,
I'm hopeful that people will keep up their love for cooking and want to spend their money at a store like ours.
Businesses small and large are trying to game out which pandemic changes will be permanent. Constance Hunter, chief economist at KPMG, says at least for those who are on the upside of the K-shaped recovery,
and I do think this pent-up savings is going to lead to higher consumption than we would normally expect once we get to the other side of the pandemic.
And for businesses that can hold on until then, there could be a business boom. Nicole Marquis owns Hip City Veg, a chain of fast casual restaurants around Philadelphia and Washington, D.C.
By the end of the pandemic, there maybe more opportunity and space to grow and innovate. We're already looking at 3 new locations.
Because she expects that once people can go out again, those with the ability to spend will spend a lot. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.